This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Music from Angel Fire begins this weekend. The festival brings chamber music concerts to Angel Fire, Raton, Las Vegas, and Taos through Sunday, September 2nd. Quite a few major American composers have been in residence at the festival over the years. And last month, when I spoke on the phone with violinist Ida Kavafian, Music from Angel Fire's artistic director, I asked her about this year's composer in residence, Stephen Stuckey, and how he became a part of the 2012 season.
Some years back, I'd played some works of his, so he was always there in the back of my mind. And then more recently, the Chamber Music Northwest Festival commissioned him a piano quintet. And I really was just so blown away by this piece. And the premiere was done by people that are some of my regular colleagues that I bring to Music from Angel Fire. And so I said, I want to program this piece in Angel Fire. I want Stephen Stuckey to be the composer in residence. And luckily, Stephen was available and willing. And at the time that we spoke, I said, you can write anything you want, whatever strikes your fancy. And we talked about perhaps a vocal piece and this and that. Well, he ended up writing a piano quartet for my group, which I'm, of course, delighted about. And also, I think, which is very important, is the work will receive numerous performances and not just the world premiere. We'll take that piece all over and play it. So it'll be great for us, for Stephen, and for the festival. It's a part of the festival I'm most proud of, to watch the birth of a new work, to bring it to the audiences, and to be able to do that each year is, to me, one of the most important aspects of my festival.
And what does it add to the festival to have that composer actually be in residence?
It's interesting because I think working with a composer that's alive, it gives you great perspective on all composers, not just contemporary ones, but older ones as well. I remember playing the sonata by Corigliano for John Corigliano, and the first thing he said afterwards, because he wrote the piece for his father, who was a great violinist, concertmaster of the New York Philharmonic, and John said, when I finished, he said, well, it doesn't sound anything like the way my father plays it. And I thought, oh no, my goodness, I was mortified, but he meant that as a compliment, only in that each of us made the piece our own, but in a very different way. So I think it's wonderful to work with composers because it gives you that kind of perspective, you know, so that from him I learned that there are many ways to play a new piece, an old piece, and that each time a work is played, it should be for that time only, and the next time will be different. That sort of epitomizes the amazing aspects of music, so alive and so spontaneous.
And Stephen Stuckey has titled this new piano quartet Rain Shadow.
Yes, you know, it's inspired by the sculptures of Andy Goldsworthy. And So we're going to have a little bit of a presentation to look at some photographs and of his work before the concert starts. And one of our closer encounters is slated for that day, the 22nd of August. This takes place earlier in the afternoon. It's open to the public. It's a wonderful way to get to know the musicians and, of course, on that day, to get to know Stephen Stuckey. And there's a lot of back and forth, very informal, and it's not just a lecture. It's a real exchange between audience and musician and composer.
The Artistic Director of Music from Angel Fire, violinist Ida Kavafian. The Chamber Music Festival begins this weekend and continues in communities throughout northern New Mexico through September 2nd. The new work by composer-in-residence Stephen Stuckey premieres on August 22nd at the Angel Fire Community Center. For tickets or information, go to musicfromangelfire.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.